Have you ever done that thing? You're a bit peckish, a bit hungry, and so you go to the fridge, and you look in it, and you think, oh, there's not much in there. You close it, so you go to a cupboard in your house, and you look for some food, and then you go, oh, there's not much in there. You go to another cupboard in your house, and you go, oh, there's nothing in there either. And then somehow you think, let's try the fridge again, because maybe there is something in the fridge. So you open the fridge again, and you go, oh, no, there's still nothing in there. And you go back to the cupboard again, and you open it up again, and you go, oh, there's still nothing in there. If you're like me, I do that all the time, just thinking that if I open it up, somehow magically something new will appear in the cupboard that I hadn't seen before. As we get to the story of Easter, and we get to our reading this morning about how these women went back to this tomb, they went back to this place, and what they were expecting to find, they didn't find. These women go to the tomb of Jesus, prepared with spices, prepared with embalming and incense and perfume to prepare the body of Jesus. They've been following him for years. They had seen him do amazing things. They had believed every word that he had said. And suddenly, there they are in grief and mourning because all of their hopes seem to have been dashed. Everything that they'd hoped for, everything that they dreamed of, everything that seemed so exciting and so great, seemed to turn to nothing. And so they carry the burden of the incense, they carry the burden of the spices and the perfume, and they bring it to the graveside of Jesus. And when they get there, there's some angels, some people in white, who turn up and ask this question, why do you look for the living amongst the dead? He's not here, he is risen. He then goes on to tell them, don't you remember? He told you all of this. He told you all of this was going to happen. There's a few things I want to pull out of this morning's reading about what we've heard. As you think about these words, why do you look for the living amongst the dead? He is not here. He is risen. And the first thing that the angels remind the women of at the tomb is this. You have a risen Lord. You have a risen Lord. You see, the reason why in this church we have a cross on the wall that doesn't have a picture of Jesus on it. You might go to like a Catholic church or a high Anglican church and you see they've got a cross and Jesus is there hanging on it. The reason in this church we don't have that is because he's not on the cross. He's not dead anymore. He's alive. And the empty tomb of Jesus reminds us that God is alive. He's not a dead God. You see, if you want to try and get religious and spiritual, you might try and pursue things like Buddhism or Hinduism or other faiths. But all of them are based about following the rules and regulations of dead people. Muhammad's dead. Buddha's dead. Krishna's dead. Christianity is different because we believe in a God who is alive. He's not dead. And so the hope that we have this morning in a risen Jesus is this. Is that you can bring what heavy load you have, and you can bring it to a Lord who can do something about it. See, we say as Christians that when you become a Christian, you make Jesus Lord of your life, saying that he's going to have control. It's not sort of saying, oh, I'm not going to live by all these rules and regulations. It's saying, I've got a God who's able to do what I can't do. See, the women come carrying symbols of death. They come carrying heavy burdens of incense and perfume. This wasn't just like a little bit of kind of oregano that you sprinkle on the body in a little Schwartz jar from Tesco's. This was like big jars of perfume. This was big jars of incense and of spices. They were carrying a lot. And when they get there, the angel reminds them that you haven't got to carry the load anymore. The burdens that you carry, you haven't got to carry anymore because the tomb is empty. You're not living for something that's dead, you're living for something that's alive. And because the grave is empty, we have a God who's able to take away the heavy burdens of death. All of us will face death. It's coming to all of us. We can't stop it. The question is, what are you going to put your trust in when you get to that point? Are you going to put it in some dead people? in Muhammad, in Buddha, in Krishna? Or are you going to put it in a God who is not dead, who died and came back to life again and is risen? The empty tomb reminds us of a God who is Lord, a God who is alive. And it means when we have a problem in our life, when we are carrying something heavy, we have a God who says, let me take it from you. Because he's not a dead God who can't do anything about it. He's a God who's alive and can work for you. The Bible says, if God is for you, who can be against you? The joy of Easter is the fact that we believe in a God who is not dead. A God who isn't incapacitated by death, but a God who is risen and who can be Lord. We worship a living God, a living Lord. And so this morning we can have the hope that when we're having a really hard time, when we're carrying some pretty heavy incense, some pretty heavy spices in our life, we haven't got to do it on our own. We haven't got to carry that burden alone. We have a God who is able to say, that no longer needs to hold you back. We live for a God who is alive and a God who is risen. The first reminder of hope this morning is that our God is alive. And because he is alive, he is Lord over all things, including death. And so when we put our trust and our hope in him, everything becomes possible. And that's the exciting thing about living as a Christian, is suddenly the impossible becomes possible. Because God says, he can do anything. Anything. And that is exciting. And that's why the empty tomb is such good hope. Because I can't do anything on my own, but with God, anything's impossible. I can bring my sin, my imperfection, the things that block me from God. I can come to an empty tomb and realize, actually, it's not what I can give to him, it's what he has done for me. He has died for me, and he has risen so that I can have new life. The first reminder the angel brings is that you have a risen Lord. Don't live your life as if God is dead, as if he's powerless. Live your life knowing that you have a God who is alive and has all power and all authority in heaven and earth. Stop carrying heavy burdens. Give them to Jesus and allow him to be Lord of our lives. The second thing the angel reminds us is this. You have a reason for believing. Have a reason for believing. See, the angel says to them, don't you remember what he told you? Don't you remember that he told you that this was going to happen? He said that he was going to be taken to Jerusalem, crucified, and 3 days, which is today, he'll be alive again. That's what he says to them. And like, oh yeah! How quickly we forget what God has promised. How quickly we forget those things that God said to be true. You see, in that moment, when the grave was empty and Jesus was not there, it confirmed that what he said wasn't just a prophecy, it was a promise that came true. And it confirmed that everything he had taught for 3 years up to that point was true. Everything he had said was true. The resurrection confirms for us as Christians and those who believe that we can trust what Jesus says. Because he said that he would die, be 3 days in the grave, and would rise again. And he's done that. The grave is empty. He is alive. And so we can trust that when God gives us a promise, he will see it through to completion. For some of us here this morning, there's promises that we've been holding on to from God. And I want to say, stop believing. Don't stop believing. Believe that God can do it for you. Believe that God's promises are true. When God says, you are a sinner set free, believe it. Because the grave is empty. Don't walk around going, I know God says I'm set free from sin, but I'm such a bad person. Don't live that way. Believe the truth. God has said you are now in Christ when you believe in him. And the truth of that is that the grave is empty. If it wasn't empty, it might not be true. But the grave is empty. So you can have the trust that what God says to be true is true. What God promises, he keeps his promise for. Some of you, the things that God has said to you, keep believing. For some of you, you struggle to believe that actually this could be true for you. The empty grave says it is true and that you can believe it because You have a reason for believing. So what he said would happen has happened. We are called to be a people who trust and believe with the hope that he keeps his promises. And that gives me excitement about the resurrection, because we have a God who keeps his promises. And thirdly, you have a reason for living. You have a reason for living. It's exciting. You see, he says to them, but you have a reason for living. He says to them, if this is the case now, if this is true now, then it changes the way you live. Because if you have a God who is alive and not dead, and if you have a God who keeps his promises, and God says that he is for you, not against you, then what a reason to live. What a reason to get going for. What a reason to start living differently. You see, too many of us, though, in life, do the kitchen cupboard thing. We open it up and go, oh, there's no food there. We come back to it and go, oh, there's still no food there. The angel says to them, why do you look for the living amongst the dead? For too many of us, sometimes there are cemeteries in our life. There's places, there's tombs in our life, places of death in our life that we keep coming back to, hoping for something to be different. The women went to the tomb to spend time to be near Jesus. They wanted to try and recapture what they had had. But it was a place of death. It wasn't a place of life. And they came expecting something which wasn't the case. Sometimes we as people go back to patterns of behavior that's unhelpful. We go back to dead things. We think, if I just eat some more food, I'll be happy. It becomes a place of death. It becomes a vicious cycle where it actually doesn't bring you life. It just consumes you. We think, if I just go back to that relationship, I'll be happy again. If I just go back to that place or that location, it'll be fine again. Sometimes we get caught into patterns of behavior where we end up going to cemeteries again and again and again. And it brings no life. We just think, well, actually, if I just go to work and I throw myself into work, that'll be what will give me life. It doesn't give you life. You think, if I just invest in this, that'll give me life. And it doesn't give you life. Where do you go when you're struggling? Where do you go when you're looking for life? Is it a place of life or is it a cemetery? Is there a pattern of thinking that you're going through again and again and again that actually isn't bringing you life, it's bringing you death? Why do you look for living things among dead things? And that's why, as Christians, we believe in the fact that we are not about religion, we're about relationship. Because religion tells you, you must do, you must do, you must do, and then maybe one day you'll get to God. It brings death. It brings death. You can't get to God. We're all fallen. It's death. Religion is death. But relationship with Jesus is life. Why? Because he's a risen Lord. Because he's a God of his promises. Is there something in your life, a relationship? It might be a sin that you keep going back to. It might be things that you're watching online. It might be things that you can't, behavior patterns that you keep going back to. And you go back to a dead cemetery. You need a God who's alive. You need God who is Lord to break that vicious cycle and give you new life. The angel reminds them, don't look for the living amongst the dead. Don't try and find life in dead things. Look for life in a place of the living. Jesus is alive. That's the hope of the resurrection. That's the hope of the empty tomb, is that God is alive. Look for life in him. Stop going to cemeteries of death. It's time to leave the cemetery and it's time to start new life. If you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus, for you coming out of the cemetery into new life is to meet the risen Jesus. The Bible says this in John 1:12. Yet to all who receive him, Jesus, who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. See, if you want to know a God who can be Lord, who is alive and can do things for you and have power over even the darkest of situations, if you want to know a God whose promises are true, a God who can love you and a God who can restore you back to what you once were meant to be, if you want to be a person who finds new life, to break that cycle of the cemetery and find new life, the Bible says this, if you receive Jesus and say, I want him to be Lord. I want him to be a living Lord in my life. If you believe that he died on the cross for your sins and he came back to life again, then he gives you the right to become a child of God, which means that you have life for the whole of eternity, which begins now. You become a person of life. Ultimately, it's if you believe in the truth of the death and resurrection of Jesus, that he was a God who came from heaven to live on earth, show us the way to live, to die for our sins in our place so that we can have new life, and that he's alive again. If you believe that and you say, I want him to be Lord of my life and receive him, he gives you the right to become a child of God. So if you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus, I want to encourage you to think about whether you need to come back to him or whether you need to know him for the first time this morning, recognizing that he's a God who has died for you and a God who has risen again for you and a God who, when you trust in him, means your life has a purpose and a reason and it has a meaning. The women, when they're told that he's alive, they go and tell everyone. It changes their life. They leave the cemetery and they find new life. And it leads them on incredible adventures with Jesus. So I'm going to ask everyone to bow their heads and shut their eyes. And if you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus, or you've been far away from him and you want to come back to him, just with every head bowed and every eye shut, I'm just going to ask you this morning, if you're here and you don't know Jesus and you want to, just raise your hand right now where you are in this place. Thank you. Anyone else? So Lord God, we thank you for salvation. Lord, we thank you that you are the God who loves us. Lord God, we thank you that you are the one who has done something for us. Lord, I thank you for this response this day. I thank you that you want to give people opportunities to become children of God, giving them life and resurrection. So Lord, we pray that we would know you more, we would know your love more. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.